My name is Tarek. Welcome to Storm's YouTube channel.
Weak is a relative term. So for everything strong, there must, it is inferred, be something weak. Like being the MVP of the National Basketball Association, the NBA, is obviously a really good thing. But there was a weakest MVP. I would suggest Russell Westbrook, a.k.a. Chuckle Westbrick, as I like to call him. Thanks to Twitter for that joke. What about UFC champion? If you're a champion of a fighting tournament, obviously you must be good at fighting. But who's the weakest UFC champion? Probably Forrest Griffin, when he won over Rampage, if we're being real. I think that was, he wasn't particularly someone who could ever stay champion a very long time. Light heavyweight, obviously. How about the weakest Terminator movie? Classic franchise. Let's be real. Trick answer. It's any of them after the second movie, isn't it? Who cares beyond that point in time? There only really were two Terminator movies, if we're being real. What about the weakest GameStop flavor? That's right. That's pretty bold. See, there's a weak flavor from one of the people I'm partnered with. Well, the thing is, logically, if there's a strongest flavor, there must be a weakest flavor. So I would just say, based on personal preference, maybe something like candy wafer just tastes a bit just like a classic candy flavor. Not really actually sort of the flavor I like for GameStop that much. I prefer stuff like, I mean, I think generally, by the way, the flavor floor is really high for that particular brand. I would say, obviously, my classic ones are like guacamole Game of Fart 9000, strawberry and lime. I really like citrus lemonade. It's just tangy enough. Dragon fruit punch is very pleasant. Watermelon ice is, you can't really go wrong with it. Blueberry acai, pretty nice too. All of these ones, all pretty legit, right? Code Thorin, Thorin, for 10% off your order. Now, it looked like someone took a lot more than 10% off the order for the major playoffs. Because if we looked at it, wow, this is the weakest major playoff bracket ever in the history of the majors. I'm going to show you soon. And one of the reasons you'll quickly see why, I can show you using this major. When you go and look at past majors, man, guys, every other past major was like the top three teams in the world pretty much guaranteed to be in the playoffs, going deep, in the finals, in the semifinals. It used to be a very well gate-kept tournament, but unfortunately, a mixture of parity increasing, the top 10, the top 20, the amount of teams that can beat each other has massively increased over the years, along with how ropey the qualification system is. So now you get teams that are getting top seeds, but because they come from the Americas RMR, and they're like above like a world-class team from Europe who just snuck in and had to go through the challenges. Like, there's all sorts of fuckery like that going on. So there's that as well. Then obviously the BO1s don't help. Then there's the whole factor of like the economy, quite frankly, is making all the games too close. There's a million factors you can weave in there. But the point is, when you go back, and I'm going to show you all the brackets for the playoffs in the past and give you some context, you're going to see this is far and away the weakest. And that's not just about outsiders winning. There's been teams, I think, potentially weaker than outsiders have won. But you'll see when we get into it, these other brackets in history put this one to shame. It's no wonder this one wasn't breaking records. So we'll start with this major. As I say, this bracket particularly bad. Obviously, it could have been an amazing bracket. Imagine a world in which the bracket had have been FaZe Clan, Na'Vi, Team Liquid, Heroic Vitality, Cloud9, Outsiders, Furia, maybe a Fnatic or something. That could have been a banger bracket. That could have been one of the all-time greats. Unfortunately, despite all these really good teams in the tournament, who did we end up with in the bracket? So we had Cloud9 against Mouse. Like, look, Cloud9 on paper should be there. They might not have made it because of the whole crowd issue. You saw they almost bombed it against Imperial in the challenger stage, but they got here. They did really well in the Swiss system. You'd want them in the top eight. Mouse, now that's already a borderline team. If they sneak in as your eighth team, okay. They obviously did here, managed to do some impressive things like beat Cloud9. No one could know that though. And if you look at the lineup, three of their players were academy players last year. They're a borderline team to make it. So already by putting them in there, you've made a slightly weaker playoffs. Then you go down, Fnatic's there. Look, Fnatic, another team that just, they're just slightly better than they look on paper, right? They are kind of a cheeky team. Like, I'd say in the same way people overhype Mouse that they should be an elite team, but they often don't live up to it. And they come down to like, just like, say like the ninth best team in the world level. For me, Fnatic's the team everyone thinks should be like 20th best, but then come up to like a 11th, 10th, 9th level in the world and can just beat way more teams than you expect. So I think they're similar types of teams. So unfortunately, Fnatic making this stage, I think also a weak team. Look, we've had weak teams like that in the past in history, be the 7th or 8th team, that's fine. But what you'll quickly see is, that's actually the level of the teams in this playoffs. So then you go to Outsiders, right? Outsiders, look, Once they got to the semis, yeah, they were my team to win the tournament once I saw all the other matchups. They had the right style, they had the right players, but don't take it for granted that they were going to win the tournament. There's a world where someone like Thame, a guy at his first major, just has some bad games in the semis or the final. There's a world where Jame plays a little bit too selfishly and people don't listen to his calls. What if Flit had had even one bad series at any point in time? Where would they have been? They had a lot of overperformance themselves. So let's not pretend like because they won the tournament, they were an awesome team. They were another team. If you go look at past majors, they were in the right spot at Stockholm. They were one of those teams you want as an outside team to test a heroic like they did in Stockholm, but then probably lose and let the better team go on. So them making playoffs is fine. But again, guys, out of the first four names, three of them are questionable. Mouse, Fnatic, and Outsiders, but that's the top half of the bracket. By the way, if that top half of the bracket, any result that isn't Cloud9 win that bracket convincingly means the bracket ends up being whack, I'm afraid. Like, the fact that Cloud9 didn't even get to play Outsiders means Outsiders can't get the scalp of beating Cloud9. They just beat Fnatic, Mouse, and then in the finals, they didn't even get to play Na'Vi. They had to play Heroic, right? Wasn't Fury the team that was on fire at the tournament? It wasn't Na'Vi, the team with all the big names and former major winners themselves, four out of the five players. So that kind of scuffed that part of the bracket. Then you go to the bottom part. We had Heroic against Team Spirit. Now, Team Spirit, if they had the same lineup from the spring, maybe that would be exciting because Dexter's already ready to potentially go to the next level. Wonderful is another guy at his first major. Overperformed like a motherfucker. Did great generally. The whole team overperformed. Chopper overperformed. They shouldn't even have been top eight for my money. They're not that good a team. They showed it here. They were pretty whack. I thought they just had a bunch of games where people fragged out. They did have a 17-year-old kid just fragging everyone's head off and winning all clutches. Patsy is just really legit and has been a revelation. But even so, top eight, there's much better teams in the field than this particular one. They just happen to get through. Not even by playing people good, if you go and look. Then they're playing Heroic, right? Remember, there's only so many teams. If you look at the last few months, Heroic's a team that just making top eight would be their success at this major. They weren't anyone's like top three, top four team to like win the major or anything. In fact, beyond a bracket like this, where they play Team Spirit, then Furia, then Outsiders, how does Heroic ever win a major? You know what I mean? Like, I actually look at this run, by the way, and everyone else is all impressed by Heroic. I look at it and I'm like, bro, if you're not going to win that final and make it close, you're never going to win a final with this core. Like, this is actually mad underwhelming. Dude, they almost lost to Furia, for real. Like, Furia almost did get them. That could have happened. So I found that so underwhelming in general. Then you go down. Na'Vi, look, out of the teams available there, they're far and away the best on paper. You hope they win to actually sort of solidify and legitimize the tournament. Sadly, they went out in the first round. They didn't even make semis. Now, true, they were playing Furia. And look, it's not that I think the crowd made Furia play awesome. I think some of the players on Furia were just having tournaments of their lives, like Kayserato. Yuri was back in form. Drop was having some amazing games. Look, I do think the crowd helped you cheat a little bit. They had an inordinate amount of like weird fucking peaks and 1v Xs they could seemingly always win. But even so, I actually think it's more that the other teams choked against the crowd. Like, I think Na'Vi looked a bit rattled. Like, Heroic definitely looked a bit shook for the first map or so. Maybe more in the second map, I guess, on that one. Then you had Heroic definitely didn't seem like they got into the game in the final. So I think a lot of other teams got affected. It wasn't more that the Brazilians were. But okay, if Furia wins, sadly them winning means now if Furia doesn't go to the final or win the tournament, the bracket's ruined again because you need Furia to take the scalp of Na'Vi. Here's what you don't get, guys. You could have the same exact bracket, but as long as, right, the ideal way to do it would be this, would be that Cloud9 would have beaten Mouse, then they would lose to Outsiders. That way, Outsiders can still win the tournament the same way. And then on the lower half of the bracket, since it was Furia who beat Na'Vi, now Furia has to beat Heroic. And now it's... And Outsiders get the scalp of Cloud9. And Heroic gets... And Furia beats Heroic, which is still a pretty good one. So now Furia's beaten Na'Vi and Heroic. And they play Outsiders who's beaten Cloud9 in the final. Whoever wins that one, by the way, that even feels like a more legitimate championship just because of the scalps you've claimed. Unfortunately, that's not the way it played out. We got a very weak bracket overall because we didn't get the... Like, let's look at these teams here. We have one... Let's be real, one tournament favourite. The tournament favourites for this tournament on paper were as follows. It was FaZe, just historically they win all the big events. It was Na'Vi because of the sheer firepower and they're always in the mix to win their big events. And then thirdly, the third team was not Cloud9, was not Team Liquid, it was Vitality because they won Pro League and they have ZywOo, one of the best players in the world. Those were the three obvious favourites for the tournament. Of those three, we have one team in this playoffs, Na'Vi. not even in great form, by the way, coming through 3-2. Then we have one strong dark horse team. Now, the strongest dark horse team, I would say, is Cloud Nine. Logically, they shouldn't win the tournament. They have the whole issue. They haven't really gotten over that hump in front of the big crowds and the biggest events, especially not majors. But they have the ability to do it, and everyone knows they do it in scrims. So, yes, they would be your one strong dark horse. Then you have, if we're being real, three good but not championship-level teams, and those would be Outsiders, good but not championship level team at the major level. Furia, obviously a team that, I mean, they've never been close to winning a fucking major. Furia, and then what would the third one be? Let me see. What would the third team for this one be? Who am I forgetting? Oh, Heroic, of course. Yes, and Heroic's another team. Always a good team, always a playoff team, but are they going to win the tournament? Of course not. So you've got three not bad ones, but we're already down to the third tier. And then the fourth tier is nobody teams relative to the championship level. Spirit are never going to win the major. Mouse are never going to win the major. And Fnatic were never winning the major. So what a whacked playoffs, really. Like, you think about that. One tournament favourite, one strong dark. You can go back in time, guys, and find tournaments where it's like all three or four of the tournament favourites. It's two or three dark horses. And those playoffs are stacked. So let's go back and let's have a look at some of these. So we'll go back to the first ever major playoffs, DreamHack Winter 2013. By the way, this is back when the whole event used to take place over 3 days. That's all it took to run it back in a DreamHack. Just a DreamHack Winter. Now, the key thing to remember here for the first major is you had some teams who were good, but it wasn't really like a travesty. A lot of them missed the playoffs on this one. Like, if you come back to here, in the playoffs, you're basically only missing the odd team that's a bit like, oh, why aren't they there? So there's like Clan Mystic with Apex and Kirishima. They just won ESWC and shocked Very Games. So them not making playoffs, yeah, that's a big deal. Instead, LGB, which was actually the team with all of Meister Crims, Dennis, etc., Twist, this particular lineup, they're the ones who made it over them. Now, look, domestically, LGB were good, but you would have said because of the SWC when you'd expect Clan Mystic to make it. Then over here, Universal Soldiers are actually the exact players who became Virtus Pro and won the next major. But at this time, they bombed their first major. They didn't do that well in this particular group. Instead, Kenny S's recursive team with, I think, Maniac playing with him. No, he was with Happy. No, he was with Maniac, yes. Basically, what became LDLC the next year. They were over there. They managed to make it through, thanks mainly to Kenny S just carrying. In Group C, N Faculty was the team that had, I think, Carrigan on it. Yes, it was Carrigan, Glaive, Pimp. It was actually some pretty skilled players from Denmark there. But their problem was they were in the group with Call, best like international NA team, and Very Games was the best team in the world. In Group D, you had Reason Gaming and SK Gaming. Reason Gaming, I think, Acadian's team was SK, maybe. Let's have a look here. Oh, no, SK Gaming actually was the lineup with Delpan and the Swedes who'd done well in the summer. Well, done well, they made like top eight. And then Reason Gaming was like MSL's team, but this is before MSL became an IGL. It's worth pointing out. Call on, people remember him from 1.6. So not really any big travesty over here. That's all fine. So the bracket, basically, if you're looking at it, is top four teams in the world at the time were Very Games. They're in the playoff bracket. They go to the semis. NIP in this order. NIP's in the playoff bracket. They go to the final. You had Astana Dragons, who was the best players from Virtus Pro and Na'Vi, basically, because like Edward and Markov at one point were in this super team from that region. They make top eight. Unfortunately, losing the quarterfinals, which makes that side of the bracket a bit easier. The fourth best team in the world at this point, probably actually, believe it or not, is Copenhagen Wolves. It even made the semi-final run at ESWC. So that was like, I think at this point in time, let's see, because they just made that weird move, hadn't they, before this one, where they'd taken out Freeze and Pimp just before this event. So they got back to Vice and they got in Nico. So, okay, you look at that. This is a pretty strong bracket, by the way, guys. Realistically, this is like the clear-cut top three teams in the world. NIP, Very Games, Astana Dragons. Then you've got some pretty strong teams in terms of Fnatic, Copenhagen Wolves, and Call in terms of international performance. So we've got like the dark horses there. And then even the teams rounding it out, like LGB has some really skilled players who end up being a lot better in history, and some of them become the Fnatic core. And then recursive is people like Happy and fucking Kenny S. Like, guess what? Spoiler, they become major winners and legendary players later, and this is actually a half-decent set of players. There's no real weak people in this one. So then we'll go to the next one. EMS on Katowice, the one famously won by Virtus Pro, former Universal Soldiers. So you go and look at the bracket, right? Realistically, the only problems you have is Titan was the number one team in the world and didn't make it out the group stage in BO1s. Then you go elsewhere, that's basically the only problem. By this point, Clan Mystic's not particularly relevant. I think they've even changed up the players, and now Kenny S is in that team. They swapped over. He's playing with Keo and those guys. They just did a bit of a role swap. iBad Power not making it. It's not great, considering they had one like the iBad Power LAN with Titan and those guys there. That's a bit whack, but even so, you're in a group where it's the basically the players who later became Astralis, they're Indignitas at this point in time, still very strong. And you got Fnatic. Like, spoiler, this is not the Fnatic with Olaf and Crims. This is the one that was the reigning champions of the last major, so it's understandable they'd make it. So you look over here, the top three teams in the world at the time went like this. Titan didn't make top eight, so okay, that's a knock. You had NIP, they hadn't won anything in a while, but still, you got to put them up there. You have Hellraisers, used to be a Star and a Dragon, so not as good a team now, but still good. Team Dignitas is very strong. Obviously, that's Device and all those guys. The Virtus Pro, this tournament became super strong, so that actually became awesome, and they'd be stomping this event. LDLC is like Happy and those guys, which was solid. You have LGB, stronger than ever, if anything, and Fnatic was on the downtrend, so hence why they're there. So actually, this is a pretty strong playoffs. Not the strongest you could have, because you're missing Titan, sure, but it's still pretty good. That's all in all a banger across the board. Spoiler, most of these are going to be much better than the IM Rio Major, because there were less teams that were competitive to be in the Major and to do anything at the Major. If you came last, a lot of these teams, I mean, Na'Vi actually came last. It just shows how stacked this Major was. But you had the likes of the Vox Seminars and the 3D Max, which are either going to be Danes. Oh, it's the Pimp lineup again, this time with MSL though. Still not an IGL, by the way. Then you go to ESL 1 Cologne, the one won famously by NIP with all the randomizer and the cobblestone games. So you go and you look down here. This bracket, not really missing people either, right? You're missing Titan again, who at this point in time is just like a top four, top three team in the world, but they just bombed the Major. That's bad. iBuyPower, like, they're still good. And this was the point where they'd done that little run at Gfinity to show they had quality. The problem they had is they were a group of Fnatic and Virtus Pro, two of the strongest teams in the entire world. And indeed, teams that were not only playoff bracket here, but on paper, if Kaylee hadn't cheated, which I suspect he did, then there's a world of Virtus Pros in the semis as well. So you go and look at this one. Copenhagen Wolves fill in this one is fine because it's not the Copenhagen Wolves you think of. Glaive, Carrigan, KGB, Pimp. Like, this is basically a weird lineup they just had briefly, because remember, Dignitas is still the one with Device and Dupree and all those guys who are Fetish. That's the team over here. And Titan missing out, it's not the end of the world, because these two teams proved to be very strong at this point in time. Dignitas from Gfinity, Cloud9, this was a Major, they almost won, mate. They were looking in awesome form. They had the ESEA run. Then you go elsewhere. Okay, Hellraisers is not making it, is bad in the sense that on paper, Epsilon shouldn't be as good, but Epsilon had Shox, who was still, it was Shox's world and we all lived in it. NIP was still good, it's just that this is when they were starting to go into their slump period. LDLC actually proved to be much better than people thought and were very legit here. And Nartus Vincere, this is, remember, when Guardian's still there, but they haven't got in Flamey and the other people that helped them be really good. They're just a good team at this point in time. So you go to this playoff bracket, you've got the strongest teams in the world there. You've got, right, remember, technically, it wins the tournament, but they weren't the strongest. They would drop off at this point in time. But you had Virtus Pro just won Gfinity. Titan didn't make it, so that's not that great. You had Fnatic, who already has made, like, the semis of Gfinity, and this would end up going to the final here. Dignitas was strong. Na'Vi's not a bad squad, always have quality players. This one's actually a slightly weaker one in the sense that there's a lot more parity in the quarterfinals and not as many big favourites, and actually you see a lot of close results, but still overall the strength is very good, and you're not really, aside from Titan, missing anyone. That's more just by virtue of the group. Titan and iBuyPower, they're too obvious, and that's just because the groups are so stacked. If you had them in some of these groups, wouldn't they have had a real chance to beat a Na'Vi or maybe beat an Epsilon or something? I think so. Then you go DreamHack Winter 2014, the one won by Happy's LDLC in overtime on Overpass, the original version before the rework, right? There were a few problems here. One was that Titan didn't get to attend because Kaylee was banned and they wouldn't let them requalify. And then in this group, iBuyPower did that thing where they cut a bunch of people and took like Nitro and who else was it? They took Nitro and Desi and they cut Steel and Dazed and bombed it out and didn't even get out and went below Penta with like Nex and fucking Crystal and stuff. So that was pretty shocking. And then over here, Cloud9 on paper was still a quality team and had done that run in Europe, but Hellraisers had Simple and spoiler, they were able to beat them here, and Cloud9 had all those problems on Inferno. Over here, ESC Gaming, actually I think I did it the wrong way around because ESC Gaming's, oh no, ESC Gaming was the Polish team, that's right. Later on it was I think at one point in time, a German team later. So that was the one that was a half decent players at the time, just behind VP. It was understandable they didn't get out. And you go to... Actually, Next was in Planet Key Dynamics, not in Penta. It was the other players I'm thinking of there. And then in Group D, again, this is fine. Na'Vi and VP are far and away the best teams. So you look at the playoff bracket. Best teams in the world at the time are Fnatic, number one. LDLC, number two. Number three is probably Dignitas, but it could also have been NIP. I mean, this was when they just got the lineup going again. So I guess maybe not on that one because they did the roster move. Na'Vi would be up there. And yeah, that's about right. So pretty strong playoffs all in all here. Again, look how hard it is to win one of these. You've got to beat like Virtus Pro, LDLC, NIP. These are monster teams, mate. There's no easy wins here. Then you go to Katowice 2015. The one that was famously won by Fnatic over NIP, a very close final. We're looking at the group stage here. Right, Titan did shit the bed on this one, but this was the one where Kenny S like started to come off the boil because of the AWP nerf, and they always were underpowered anyway because of the whole RPK. So that was, again, shocking though, that they did this badly in the group stage. So Penta again manages to get out of a group, because at this point in time, LGB does not have, obviously they're over in Fnatic, aren't they? All of Meister, Crims, those guys. Over on this side, this is totally fine that Fnatic and Na'Vi get out. This is when Na'Vi's getting really good this year. On the bottom one, look, on paper, Keedstars didn't used to win playoff series or best of three. So on paper, both these teams in theory are better. Like, CLG probably should have been the team there, but this is BO1s, so Keed was able to do it. Yeah, it was just BO1s. And then in this group here, Cloud9 had made that whack move to bring in Shazam, if you remember, which wasn't a great move, unfortunately. And so VP and TSM are clearly the better teams. These are two teams with a chance to win the major. So you go look, and when you get to the top four, let's be real, guys, these are probably the top four teams in the world during the semis of the major. And then who else have you got? Look, Penta's a massive outsider, sure. Keed's a massive outsider. But beyond that, Na'Vi's already good, and this is Guardian in his prime. And then over there, TSM, by the way, might even arguably have been at the point where they were about to be better than NIP. But what do you know? They managed to lose to them here because of the psychological edge. So that's a really stacked playoff bracket. Then you go Cologne 2015, the one won by Fnatic, where they were able to go back-to-back and steal it from Envious with the old Apex. That's a moment he knew. He fucked up when he looks up from CT spawn and does two and sees all those ops going towards overtime. So this was the one that had a weird plane type scenario, but it was like a plane mixed with like a redraft of the groups. People don't know what they did is they did that. And then if you qualified, you were through. And the people who didn't, they then like redrew you into a different group and you got the player, which was a bit bizarre, but okay. So basically at this tournament though, we get all the top teams. Like if you go and look at the top four again, spoiler, those are the top four teams in the world. In this order, you add Fnatic was still a very good team. Virtus, obviously TSM's won a whole bunch over the summer. Envious is coming on strong and has now made the change and got Kenny S and Apex in. And VP's VP, always an elite team, always right there, had won the Invitational in Dubai or whatever, like just a banger team. Actually, like it was after this tournament. Just a banger squad, right? So again, look how hard it is to win one of these, by the way. And then look at the teams that are making up the round of eight. You have Na'Vi, who at this point in time, Guardian's like one of the best players in the absolute world at this point, like a contender for best player in the world. Kingwin was the one with Scream and Dennis and Makaleli. Pretty good international roster of players. Better than some of the worst teams in this playoffs, in my opinion, but still not a world beater, but they had beaten the likes of Virtus Pro in best of three on LAN. You had NIP, who look, they're falling off at this point in time, but they're still quality players and the core of the greatest team ever. And then you had Luminosity, which was the last time, no, second to last, that a fallen team got out of the groups, but then didn't do anything in the playoffs. Because even though they had Cold Zero, it's key to notice, they had Cold Zero, Fern, Fallen, all on the same team. They didn't have Zeus as their coach and they didn't have Taco and FNX, so even then, not a bad little team. Sure, you could say like a Mouse or someone maybe stronger, but even then, I think that's debatable. I think in terms of player strength, probably give the edge to Luminosity overall, actually. So you can see, you're having a hard time finding playoff brackets anywhere close to as bad, but we'll keep going. DreamHack, Closure of Poker, shockingly won by Envious, who could have even split up because of how bad the scrims were before. This is the one where Cloud9 failing it as hard as they did is a bit shocking, but even so, Luminosity, like, this was the one where afterwards they made the moves that made them an actual world beater. At the time, they just kept upsetting people in these groups. It should have been on paper. Cloud Nine with Fnatic. Cloud Nine had that amazing summer. Over here, Mouse Sports may be a little bit hard done by in the sense that, like, G2, if you remember, was the name for the Kingwin lineup. But then again, this was a pretty solid lineup of players, and we saw at this tournament they had an amazing run. TSM obviously should be getting out of there. That's the Astralis guys. Over here, Titan fails it again. This one was super touch and go. There's a world where Titan does beat NIP and almost did beat Virtus Pro, so it would have been VP and Titan. And I think it was push as to who was actually better out of NIP and Titan overall. They just were a better team under pressure, so this is fine. Then you go over here, like CLG maybe could have upset, but only in the BO1s. In fact, they did. No, they beat Dignitas. Ah, but that was when Dignitas was the other team, though. That was when it was the MSL, Pimp Kip. So that one doesn't really matter. No. So in that case, these are the two right teams to get out. Na'Vi's really good at this point in time. This is when Flamey's fully come online. So you go look at the playoff bracket here, like, number one team of the world, number two team of the world, number three team of the world, maybe number four team for Fnatic. Then who else have we got? Like, pretty strong G2 international mixed team. We've got NIP, still legendary players with a good core, with a lot of experience. And then we've got Luminosity, just a solid team, getting BO1 wins. And this one they actually made really close, if you remember, thanks to Cold Zero. So pretty strong playoffs again. Then we go to MLG Columbus. Now we've pumped the prize money up. $1 million major, 500K for first place. Not 100K for first place like it used to be at the previous majors. You come to this one and then you have a look. Like, I would say, just in the sense that NIP had to play with Threat as their standing instead of Pit, maybe Mouse should have been able to do it with Nico, who's amazing form, but they just weren't that good team in the big pressure games. Over here, FaZe Clan is the team that used to be G2, and Kingwin at this point in time, like, Team Liquid getting out, it's quite shocking, but FaZe Clan should have been in with a shout for that. It's before they had Kerrigan, but the problem was they didn't have proper IGL. This is where Simple obviously helped these guys, even though they had a Dren playing, do an awesome job and get out the group ahead of bloody Fnatic, like the number one team of the world at the time. Then down here, this was very shocking, which is Envious, the reigning major champions, don't win any games to go out last place. Already this playoff's going to be weaker than the other ones. And we get CLG, the second best NA team, somehow get out in second ahead of Gambit, who, by the way, Gambit makes a player change. And obviously the following year, with a couple of different players, wins the major with people like Zeus and Hobbit. But this is a very different lineup, much worse back then, just some all right players. Over here, this was a really tough group, because Cloud9 isn't that good a team at this point in time, but they're still half decent, and they have to go to a group with G2, who obviously makes moves after this, and in a couple of events is like almost winning that Pro League and does win ECS later in the summer. VP is still a strong team, but this is when they were having their slump. It's just that a lot of that was online. And then you have Na'Vi, who at this point sounds one of the strongest teams in the world. They're really good. They've just beaten TSM, Astralis rather, to win the counter pit. So you look at this bracket, and who have you got here? You've got Fnatic's number one team of the world, already in the playoff bracket. Number two team of the world, probably Na'Vi, I think you'd say. They're right there. Envious bombs it. Okay, that's pretty disappointing. Astralis is very good. They're right up there. You've got them still. Who else have you got? Virtus Pro, they're in their slump, but they're still them. Luminosity, by the way, has become one of the best teams in the world by this point in time and had the Katowice run to the final. So they're obviously there as well. Team Liquid, it is one of the one-off runs. No one knew Simple would work this well. No one knew this team would have this run. That's a surprise. That's a bit of a shock, but a pleasant one when you look at who they're beating and how they played. And then what? NIP, sure, they had that whack scenario with the standing. Like, this is a pretty stacked playoff bracket, boys. This one's pretty good too. Then we go to Clone 2016. This has some surprises in, but again, that's all the strength you need. So obviously, you have Liquid getting out again is a shock because Simple's a standing and they just bombed ECS the previous week when they had him. But Mouse Sports on paper should be better than this, and they were when they went back to E-League. Envious, look, they're still good in the other tournaments in the world, but for some reason they just can't go deep at the majors and the biggest ones. That's a bit of a shock, but you've got VP getting out. VP still a quality side, especially on LAN and especially at the majors. Then up here, Gambit winning this part of the group is a shock, because on paper you would have said CLG following up on Columbus, or you'd go with like Dignitas at this point in time, still a canny little squad. This is one with Config, Cage and B. They didn't have Magus yet at this point in time, because he'd been, let me think, I think they get him just after this event. I think that was right. I think that's when they get him. Over here, yeah, NIP not making it, slightly surprising, because Flipside isn't the team you'd expect to be there, but obviously they had a miracle run at this tournament. Optic was a little bit underwhelmed, but they weren't the team yet that had the big name players you're thinking of. Then you go over here, this was the group of death. So G2's the real surprise one here. They couldn't get out even though they'd won ECS just before. But then again, Fnatic's still a quality set of players. SK Gamers, number one team of the world. FaZe Clan, just a really dangerous set of opponents. So you're looking here, G2 would have been one of your top four teams in the world. That's a big deal that they're not in the playoffs. But elsewhere, you have got SK Gaming, number one team in the world. You've got Fnatic would be a top four team in the world. You have Na'Vi would be a top four team in the world. You have... then probably we're going with... Astralis is still a strong team. Yeah, you'd have wanted an Envious or something, maybe. But even then, it's getting quite questionable. Look, to be real, Team Liquid making it was a shock. Flipside probably on paper has no business being there. But aside from that, Gambit is a big shock as well. Because look at the Gambit lineup they had at this point in time. Hooch, Dorsia, Adren, Moore, and Spears. This isn't even when they had Hobbit guys. So that one was a big shock. I would say this is one of the weaker playoff brackets all in all. All in all, even though it still does, by the way, have probably the four best teams in the world on paper in that point in time. Then you go to E-League Atlanta. This is another one, by the way, where it's pretty strong. You look who made it through. You have number one team in the world, I think at the time was Astralis, at least it should have been. Number two would have been Virtus Pro. They're both not only in the playoffs, but in the final. Number three, look, on paper, it would be like SK Gaming. This is when they had to have Foxes standing like they did at ECS because FNX had been kicked. They're still really strong. Fnatic was like pretty good, but they'd had that whole weird scenario where they'd made the swaps with Godsent. And so Godsent had like JW and Flusher. So actually them even making top four here was mainly because they got to draw Gambit. This is before the one where they had... this is actually when Gambit, by the way, did have the some of the players that went on to win the major with them, like Zeus and like Hobbit. They just didn't do that well at this major. If they didn't play them, I don't think Fnatic would have been top four. North and Virtus Pro, like Virtus Pro, obviously very good. North, this is when they used to be Dignitas the previous year and won Epicenter and had been very good, but they'd also had the drop-off. FaZe Clan has gotten Carrigan late in the previous year and started to get pretty solid, take a game off SK Gaming. So this is a pretty strong one all in all. It's just you have some surprises in terms of a couple of the other teams, but I'd say the top eight's pretty strong here. It gets really hard once you get to the semis and the final. Then you go Krakow. This is going to be one of the worst, by the way. Spoiler, this will be one of the worst playoff brackets. And that's because... right, Gambit and Immortals are borderline teams to even be anything more than top eight. They're making top eight's fine. They were teams that could upset sometimes and at smaller tournaments could make a run. But the idea that the major, they were going to go to the finals, unthinkable. Then you look, who are the favourites for the tournament? SK Gaming's the number one team in the world. They're there, they lose in the round of eight. Then after that, you'd probably have said... let me think, who else have we even got here? FaZe Clan, obviously, but they go 0-3 in this major and don't even get to the bracket. Then you had Astralis. They actually beat SK, but then lose to Gambit, doing sort of a Furia, as it were, except Furia is obviously not as good relative as Astralis was back then. Then you have Fnatic still, this is when, by the way, they've gotten back the old, like, Last Dance roster with Dennis, Flusher, JW, all on one team. But they lose to Gambit this time, the same Gambit lineup, and Gambit goes and wins the tournament. Big was there because they 3-0'd and did that bullshit jumping bug and got that weird win over SK when they were like, SK was smashing them on Inferno, called Zero Go Mental, but then they just lost in the 2-0 game. Then you had North was there, but at this point in time, North has fallen off quite a lot. It's not one of their better periods. And VP themselves, even, this is right at the end of them even being good. They're only a month or two from being completely irrelevant in World Counter-Strike. So actually, this is a pretty weak playoff bracket. It doesn't even really have the big favourites because FaZe has fucked it up. By the way, Cloud9 had been in the final of ESL Cologne right before this. Na'Vi had been top four at ESL Cologne. Neither of these teams, by the way, even make it out of this particular phase. Look, they 2-3 for Cloud9, 1-3 for Na'Vi. I mean, at this point in time, it's 2017. Mouse is even a half-decent lineup from what I remember. Oh, no, actually, to be fair, this is just before they brought in some of the other players. So that's why, like, Rops is pretty young. They've still got Lowell. They've still got Dennis. This is before they brought in the slightly different lineup with Sonny and those guys from Penta, because obviously Penta was at this tournament. So, yeah, I think this is one of the weakest playoff brackets we've had. But I tell you what, I still think it's better than the one that we had at IEM Rio. Like, look, you got number one team of the world, SK Gaming there. You don't have the number two team, but you have the number three team, Astralis. So we've got two world beaters already. Then of the other teams, we've still got like some pretty solid teams with a lot of experience. Like, obviously, Virtus Pro, Fnatic have experience winning. North's Core's won big tournaments. Then, yeah, we have some pretty weak outsiders. Like, Big was never going to do anything. I'm amazed Immortals made the final. They were a mega streaky team. Fnatic wasn't actually that good. Gambit, there's no... they were supposed to win small tournaments only and beat, like, a team like a G2. Not, like, some world beater like Astralis in a semi-final of a major. So, this is a very weak one. Then we have E-League Major Boston. The key for this one goes like this, right? It looks good on paper that you've got, like, FaZe Clan, Na'Vi, Mouse, SK Gaming, G2 Fnatic. This sounds really good on paper, but there's context to it. Like, SK again had a stand-in. This is where they had to play with Phelps instead of Bolts, the player they'd won their last, like, three tournaments with or whatever, because of the whole, like, eligibility aspect. So they were never going to be as good, even though they were still a very good team. Then you had FaZe Clan, who should, by the way, have won the tournament outright completely. This is even... theirs is, like, not as bad as Na'Vi not winning this major, but it's up there. Like, the only team that could really beat FaZe Clan on paper was SK, even though, yes, they'd lost to NIP, and they would later lose to Fnatic, and certainly Mouse Sports, other squads as well. So I would say, you look at this one, your number one team in the world on paper is FaZe Clan. Just go look at the results. Then SK Gaming, so we've got both of them. Then it'd probably be Mouse Sports, right? If you consider what they'd done late at the end of the last year, early this year, maybe Mouse Sports. G2's up there because obviously this is the super team that's been able to win, like DreamHack Malmo. If we go way back, Pro League, they're right up there. You've got Fnatic is like solid enough team again. Obviously after this, they win Katowice. Like, this is pretty good. Now let's be real. QB Fire is probably the shittest team to ever make top 8 at a major, including IEM Rio. So that's a big miss. Cloud9 was a solid team. They were top 4, top 5 team. They just didn't do that well earlier in this phase. And G2 just didn't win Best of X Series at this point in their careers with the super team for some weird reason. So this is actually, it's not even the worst, by the way. This is nowhere near the worst playoff bracket. It's got a lot of the strongest teams. And then the other reasons are things like standings and people's form just fall off. It's not their fault of anything to do with the tournament. It's just... and even then, by the way, this is a way better playoff bracket than you had at IEM Rio. Look, you get semi-final of Na'Vi versus FaZe, Simple versus FaZe Clan. You get to have Cloud9 play against FaZe. That was a semi-final in a bunch of other tournaments. In the final, that's not a bad final by any means. Yes, FaZe should have won and stomped it, but on paper, these are games you tune in for. Mega international roster against one of the best NA teams with a bunch of classic players. People enjoy watching play and are pretty good. Nice skilled roster with a poggy style. What's wrong with that? Who the fuck wouldn't tune in for that? Then we come to Face It London. Spoiler, this makes the list. This is a contender for worst. The one won by Astralis in the most boring fashion ever, where they 2-0'd every series. Right, this is the one where, yes, unfortunately, a bunch of big names bomb the tournament, don't they? So you have the likes of Fnatic, who's won Katowice and WESG and all that stuff. They go 2-3 and lose to Hellraisers, the one with, like, fucking... I mean, at this point in time, the one with Woxic and Issa, etc. You have NIP bomb it. They were a half-decent team again in 2018. They lose to MIBR, amazingly. This is the MIBR, obviously, with Stewie in it. Hellraisers makes it. I mean, who the fuck thought that was happening? Big makes it again. Because this is like the era, obviously, where they had like the Smooya run around this time period, if you remember. Just before when it was Katowice, they're Cologne, and they'd gone to the final. The rest of the teams are all fine. Look, Liquid going that high up. By this point, they are really good. Complexity's the shocker. Complexity 3-0s could still be your ones. One of the most bullshit. They're one of the weakest teams to ever make top 8 in a major. So you come and look down here, right? In this particular time period, you have number one team in the world, Astralis. Number two team in the world, I'm going to say FaZe Clan for results at the time. Number three team in the world, Team Liquid. Problem is, those are all on the bottom side of the bracket. So that makes that part of the bracket really strong, but the rest of the bracket weaker. Then you have what? If it wasn't Team Liquid, it's Na'Vi. They were the other top four. So we already have the top four teams, boys. They're over there. But then you do have the ones that aren't that great. Like Hellraiser is nowhere near to a team that could win the major. Big, never going to win the major. Not in a million years. Complexity, don't even... if they even dream about winning the major, they should wake up and apologise to use the old Muhammad Ali line. This is a very weak one. But I'll tell you what. Still got the top three or four teams in the world there. In the whole world, including the hottest teams in the world, winning the tournaments, Astralis. Like, sure, North didn't do that well, who'd done well at Stockholm. Okay, Mouse didn't do well. Mouse famously bombed it, went 0-3. Mouse was a top team at the time, right? These are two big hits. But still, the playoff bracket's way better than IEM Rio, even with those massive losses and teams that you'd hope would be much better. G2 over here. Yes, this was the one where they made the existing shocks, Kenny Esline. Even they're 2-3, for fuck's sake. Mouse is 0-3. So this was a really weak one. Katowice 2019, pretty good one. The one won famously, not just by Astralis back-to-back, but this was also one where Dupree had that tragedy where I think it was his father passed a couple of days before the tournament, but he had like almost career numbers and they won the tournament in impressive fashion. This is the one where you have Astralis, we need them. Team Liquid, they're the top two teams at the moment, by the way. Na'Vi's still pretty good. I mean, we're talking about still like an elite squad of players. we didn't know it, but the other teams that became good here then became good elsewhere in the year. Like Renegades was in the semis of the next major. Ents obviously went to the final of this one. No one not thought they were good now, but in the months between, they became very good. But even so, you can't count that in the favour of the event at the time. On paper, this did look, as a bracket, like it was missing some big names. Like, you look down here, Ziwu's already shown some form, and they've got all those legendary French players, but Vitality just misses out, don't they? NIP makes it, despite the fact this is actually when their lineup's a bit weaker at this point in time. MIBR's remade the lineup with Phelps, which they actually took to the major previously, the Boston one the year earlier, and were complaining about, but now they've made that lineup back again to have a last dance. Spoiler, because Taco and Zeus embarrassed them when they went to Team Liquid and beat them a million times over and were all the finals while they were just sitting watching with their big fucking egos and Stewie 2K and Tarek. But you look elsewhere, Renegades is like having a breakout here. So yeah, there are some teams you're missing. Like if you take out MIBR, Renegades and Ents, and NIP, who on paper are borderline or maybe shouldn't have made it, you would instead choose to put in Vitality, probably even NRG. I think NRG Mega performed this one. Look, this is when they had Ethan, but yeah, I think NRG bombed this one badly. Who else would you take? I think beyond that, it's more debatable. So you definitely have a couple more names. So that's not the strongest playoff bracket, but even so, it's got, again, your best teams in the world. It's got your Astralis, Team Liquid, Na'Vi. I mean, FaZe isn't that strong at this point in time, sure. Those are the best teams in the world, if we're being real. Again, you only had Na'Vi in this IEM Rio 1. So that's a contender, but it isn't going to win. Berlin's really good. It's just which side of the bracket they're on. That's the only real problem here. Like, who did we miss in Berlin? Okay, Mousespots just hadn't ticked over and figured out the ROPS position, so they weren't in a position to be that good yet. G2 was still pretty solid with the French players, but at this point in time, they messed up against Renegades, so whatever. Renegades had a pretty good run. This is where they got out of the doldrums, all those problems in summer. Crazy, shouldn't really have been there. It's amazing they got that far. MIBR was whacked by then. FaZe Clan is very underwhelming, but then again, that was a very underwhelming era of FaZe Clan. North just weren't good enough. Nip's nobody by now. Exactly. So you go look at the playoff bracket. Like, who are the best teams at this point in time? So Team Liquid's number one in the world. Got them. Then you had Vitality, probably number two in the world. We've got them. Then you had, I'm going to say, Ents, number three in the world. We've got them. Then you have Astralis, number four in the world. We've got them. Then you have Na'Vi, number five in the world. We've got them. See what I mean? Like, look, beyond that, we've got some shocks. We've got Renegades there. Renegades had a bad summer and they had all the problems with the lineup. Vanguard's not even supposed to be at this point in the tournament. I mean, even making the majors is good for them. You have NRG, probably number six team in the world. Very solid squad, right? This has all the best teams in the world, guys. Just got a couple of outsiders there. And it just so turns out the outsiders like Renegades and Vanguard sort of ran riot over part of the bracket. If you'd have had the bracket as the main favourites, which would have been Astralis or Team Liquid. So put Team Liquid there. Team Liquid, Na'Vi, Vitality and Ents as the top four. Like that just is like the brackets, by the way, of like the biggest tournaments in the world. Like this was a pretty strong bracket. It wasn't the strongest by any means, but it's got all the best teams and it's just a solid bracket in general. It's more that the three of the top four are on the bottom side of the bracket, the Astralis side, again, like face London. It's more the bracket that's fucked everything up, not the teams qualifying for the bracket. We've only got two more. So then we have PGL Stockholm after that big online era. I never say the other thing. I say online era because people chose to go online. You could have gone to Sweden like this. You could have gone to Serbia. You could have gone to Florida. You could have had tournaments anywhere you wanted that was open. People just chose not to and denied it and denied reality. So that this particular one, this was the one obviously won by Na'Vi without dropping a map. Look, obviously there were some misses here. Like FaZe Clan, probably a borderline top eight team, could have done it right. Astralis, I don't really think they really deserved it at this point in time, but just with experience, you could have seen them creeping over. This was the bullshit with Lucky, though. They didn't take Bobski, which is why I actually think fucked this up. Mouse just wasn't that great at the time. They were falling off and Robson was leaving. Team Liquid, their lineup was completely washed by now. Evil Genius was a disgrace. Ents just wasn't good enough yet with the team, even though they'd been decent before. They didn't have the experience yet. Entropic could have made it. I mean, the rest of them are all pretty legit, though, if you go and look. Like, let's be real. Na'Vi's far away the number one team. We've got them. Then, on paper, it was supposed to be someone like, I mean, at this point in time, you're supposed to probably say it's like between Gambit, Heroic, and G2, who the next best team are. But Gambit obviously hasn't done it online yet. It wasn't that great, but still they have to be here. They're still a very solid team. Vitality is actually a pretty ropey team, but make it there because Ziwu Hard carried them through the Swiss. Furia gets there because they just have strong players. They weren't a very good team at this point in time. Heroic gets there because they were a strong team. They were in good form. I think they could have even gone to the final and made this a better major. VP, It's just a solid team of players, and they brought in Flit, and they almost won this match, and they were able to be one of the hardest teams to play back then. NIP was just good on CT side and on Inferno, but that was enough, believe it or not, to get this far. And G2 was a top three, top four team, but had an inspired run here, went to the final. This is actually a pretty good bracket. It's nowhere near the best in history, but of what's available, it's pretty good. And I don't think there's a single bad team in this playoff bracket. I think every team here has like something going for them at some point in time, some quality element, and no one's really bad. It's actually the actual parity of this one's pretty good. It's just that Na'Vi was just way too good in this tournament, which leaves us with one, which is of course Antwerp, the second to last major, and this was the one won by FaZe Clan. And I would say this is one where you have a whole bunch of teams that shock you, actually. Like G2 with Nico, who'd been to the Katowice final, doesn't even make top 8. Vitality with Ziwu and Magus before they had Sphinx, can't even make top 8. Yeah, I would say those are the big shock. I think Big, actually, on paper, was a team that maybe should have had a chance to do it. Cloud9 should potentially have been in a semi-final type scenario again. Very strong set of players, don't make it. Outsiders, before they lost Yekindar, 14th place. And then Team Liquid, this is actually a fucking disgrace that they came last place with zero wins whatsoever. Even so, look who they fucking played. That's outrageous that they had to play them, but whatever. So you look at the bracket, like Team Spirit, no one could expect them to be there. At this point in time, I mean, everyone knew Dexter was good, but that this lineup would pop off and Patsy and Siren would have good games. Especially Patsy being one of the best players. Who could have known that? So on paper, that wasn't great. Fury has made it again. Okay, they're just strong players, so that's fine. They're not certainly not a world beater. You have FaZe Clan, who should obviously have been there. NIP at this point in time is the one with just the Riflers, and they're still waiting for Device to fuck off. Like, actually, at this point in time, I think they'd maybe just gotten Brolan for this. Let's just double check. Yes, they've just gotten Brolan. Pretty solid set of players, but even so, you would have wanted like a G2 or a Vitality as an overall squad to be at this point in time. Ents getting there, like, look, Ents had made the Pro League final, so that's fine. Copenhagen Flames getting theirs, and again, one of the weaker teams to make a top 8 of a major. Not quite Quantum Bellator Fire level, but not great either. Not a team that was ever going to win a series. Heroics made it there just because they're Heroic. They are a solid enough squad. They just never quite live up to their potential, but they had to play Na'Vi. By the way, they almost beat Na'Vi, but they didn't. So you go and look, at least you've got Na'Vi and FaZe, number one and number two teams. Not only in the final, but in the semis. And all in all, you look at the top 8, you've got a bunch of the better teams. Now, sure, remember, at this point in time, you have to count an Ents as a top 3, top 4 team in the world. Like, who else are we counting at this point in time? Like, G2 and Vitality and these teams are the next teams down. They just didn't make us. This is a weaker bracket too, but you have the absolute best. They did deliver in the playoffs. And even some of the underdog teams, the Spirits of the world and NIPs, actually performed very well. So they sort of made the bracket half decent by how they played as well. So yeah, I think actually IM Rio is the worst playoff bracket ever. It's the weakest playoff bracket ever. You didn't even get the right matchups, and as a result, you got a bunch of games that were underwhelming, just okay, or just good, and the crowd didn't seem to care, and quite frankly, most people in the tournament didn't really even seem to care. This video was kindly supported by Ahmed Haju, Hades Good, Matt Pugnacio Rakula, Animosity, Butt Pounder 420, Jensen Gore, Kovacevic, Ord, Tobias Bernasconi, Tosh, Toucan, and as always, special thanks goes out to my main man, Jerky's Minion. Would you like to suggest a topic or a guest for my upcoming content? Maybe you want to ask a question in my monthly AMA. Would you like teasers to find out who the guests are for upcoming interviews and shows? Maybe you want to take part in one of those lengthy esports discussions with me that can go all over the place. Well, if so, put your money where your mouth is and join the Scrilluminati today, where? In the description box below, there's a Patreon link.